Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Emily is looking for a second date update with a guy named George, and she's going to take us through it. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how's it going?
Going good. So let's take it from the top. How did you meet George?
I met George on Match, which I've been doing for a while. I kind of stopped right before Thanksgiving because, you know, dating in the holidays is super awkward and, you know, everything's new at the holidays and don't know what to do. So now that Valentine's is over, I got back on Match because I really do like dating. Like, I didn't like not being able to date.
So you enjoy dating?
You're a dater.
I do like dating. Yeah, like meeting new people and going out and doing things. Like, I have two teenagers. And, like, they're off doing their own thing, living their own life. So it's nice for me to be able to get out and do something for me every once in a while,
That's
you know?
Nice, yeah.
So, yeah, reactivated the profile, met George, and we decided to meet for dinner, which I am definitely dinner dater all the way. Like, sit down in a comfortable environment, take the time to get to know each other, you know, be there long enough to, like, relax into the conversation, let the nerves pass, you know, kind of get into the moment so you can actually get a really good feel for who the other person is, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like if you don't actually get to that point, you can't really tell if there's potential or not, you know?
Agreed.
So we had dinner, and it lasted 3.5 hours. So plenty of time to get comfortable, really good conversation. Like, I kind of felt all the feels, like we were connecting. And
sure.
Common interest, laughing, flirting. It was really, really nice. And after dinner, he walked me to my car, hugged me, kissed me on the cheek, said that he'd call me later, which he actually did. I spoke to him the next day for like 20 minutes and then never heard from him again.
What'd you guys talk about?
Just like how our days were going, and we talked a little bit about the date. We actually talked about like things we might like to do on the next date, which is part of why it's so confusing. Like, I definitely got the impression that he was interested.
Huh. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, when you're speaking in future tense like that, leads you to believe that there's going to be a follow-up, and that was the last time you spoke to him, huh?
Yeah, like complete radio silence since.
Okay. How much time would you say has passed since that last phone conversation?
Like 4 or 5 days, I think. It's almost been a week, but not quite.
Okay.
I don't know. This is weird. I think something happened to him. Like, either he went out of town or something. Like,
he had an accident.
No, I don't know about that. But
lost a limb.
Well, I'm not saying that, Jen. But I think, like, there's a reason why people fall off the planet. Like, you don't just talk to somebody on the phone and then say, I'll see you next time, and then just not talk to them again.
Yeah.
Super misleading.
Well, let's call him up. But we got to take a break first. So, Emily, sit tight. I'll put you on hold. Fritch will pick up and get the phone number from you. And when we come back, we'll call George and see what he thought of Emily and his date with her and what changed, if anything. Coming up, a second date update continues here at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, Emily met George on a dating app. They went out, had a nice dinner. I believe one phone conversation after the date, so it didn't completely ghost right away, but now he's nowhere to be found. What's changed? Sounded very optimistic the last time you spoke to him, right, Emily?
Yeah, definitely.
So unless there's anything else that you thought of, we're going to go ahead and call George if you're ready.
I guess I am.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Hello?
Hi, George.
Yeah, this is George.
Hey, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How you doing, George?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. You got a few minutes?
Yes, sir, I do. This is one of those dating things, isn't it?
It is. Would you be willing to talk about your date with Emily, which sounded like it went great, a 3.5-hour dinner?
Dinner was awesome.
And then you had a nice chat with her, a nice phone conversation with her later. It sounded like you guys were kicking around some ideas, getting together again.
that's where it killed it for me, because she and I had this 20-minute phone conversation, and the entire time she was on the toilet.
What?
Yeah.
She was on the toilet?
And how do you know she was on the toilet? Did she tell you she was on the toilet?
You don't have to tell me. I mean, you can tell when someone is talking to you while they're, you know, going to the bathroom. There's that weird echo, and then you can actually hear what's happening, you know?
So you knew right away, or this occurred to you later when you heard a flush or something?
No, I heard the business going on. You know, when you hear someone peeing past gas, it's just not something that's going to
little bowel air in the bowl.
Boy. Well, it is echoey. He's right about that. Like there is a definite sound. There are acoustics in the restroom for sure.
You can hear it. There's an echo, and then there's the urination going on, and then the passing gas, and
that's horrifying.
A long time, dude. So I know what's going on.
Yet the call lasted for 20 minutes.
This was more towards the end. At first, I was like, "What is going on with this echo?" I was like, "Is she in a hallway? Like at a is it like a marble hallway or something?" I don't know, but it was definitely a bathroom. And that's all I could think about. It was just, I can't do it, man.
Well, let's bring Emily into the conversation. Emily, you still with us?
I am.
That sounds like an embarrassed response right there.
Oh my goodness, I totally did that.
That was you on the toilet?
Yes. So when he called, I was like walking into the house from work, and I didn't want to miss his call. But also, I really, really had to go, and I guess I just thought I could do it quietly.
Okay.
I've done this before, though. Like, when you are waiting on a call, but you really have to pee, you're like, you answer, and then you're like, oh, my God, hold on, I'm in the bathroom. Right. And then you have to go sometimes.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, I totally thought that I was getting away with it because he, like, didn't let on that anything was weird. So, but I mean, I get it. Lesson learned. Next time, whoever is calling, I think I'll just let it go to voicemail.
Or just, you know, use that mute button at the inopportune time.
During the blast.
Yeah.
I mean, and the flush.
If the call is that important.
Skip the flush.
Yeah. Leave the room.
It must be my cell phone. There's like this weird echo. I don't know what it is.
I mean, it's making me wonder. Like, I'm trying to think back. I know I've had phone conversations sitting on the toilet before, but I'm trying to remember who they were with and if they maybe knew when I didn't think they did.
Chris's grandfather answered his FaceTime one time, and we were like, "Grandpa, you're on a can right now." He's like, "How do you know?" I was like, "I know the wallpaper."
See, here's an idea for an invention, like a pull-down backdrop screen for every bathroom so that you can continue to have your normal FaceTime conversations on the toilet.
Oh, look, you're on a Spanish beach.
Like a green screen for your toilet. Yes.
Just hanging out on the beach.
Yeah, but then what do you do for the acoustics?
We'll
I'm in my studio. It's my recording studio.
a lot of towels. Yeah.
Make your bathroom look like your recording studio.
I'm going to put up some acoustic foam,
on the walls
to try to deaden that echo. All right. Well, so, George, does that mean you're out? I mean, this can't be the first time you've ever had a conversation with on the toilet before.
It's just the chemistry just a shot for me.
Some people think that's gross.
Yeah, it's nasty. I mean, and honestly, it sounded like there were two people in there, so I don't know.
I'm just thinking of all the married couples that are listening right now that have these conversations on a daily basis with the door open.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, George, thank you for taking the call. We appreciate it. Emily, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, this definitely didn't go like I hoped, but I totally understand. Yeah. So now that I've been good and embarrassed, I probably should just go.
Hang on.
Sorry
Hang
about up. That, hon.
Oh, now, come on.
No, really?
Really? Emily, have you learned nothing?
He's gone.
He's gone.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
She totally thought she'd hung up.
Some people.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Sometimes you just got to go.
You got to go.
So if you need our help with a second date update.
Enjoy the go.
All you have to do is send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast. Brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.